song up there, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. And I'm just going to ask you to consider this morning, I'm going to give you an opportunity, because this is what the Holy Spirit's impressing on me right now, is that there's many of us out there trying to work out our own salvation. We've been wearing ourselves out through this past week just trying to, you know, get ourselves right and do the things that we think are right. Well, you know, it's got nothing to do with us. It's not in our strength. I'm going to ask you this morning, if there's an opportunity here this morning, if you want to come before the Lord of Lords and just lay down your efforts, lay down your work, the things that you were trying to get right this week, and put it before the cross. The cost has been paid. The cost has been paid. Your sin has been redeemed. Come. I'm going to give you the opportunity to come now. If you feel that there's something you just want to get off your heart now, you just want to lay down before the Lord of Lords, the opportunity is to come now. Just get prayed for. Just to take that opportunity. Don't try and work it out in your own strength. Come to Him this morning. He is the one. He is the one that will redeem you. There is nothing else. Only the blood of Jesus. And just while we take time, just to have that flow over us, just be still now. Be still and listen to what the Lord wants to say, because we're still going to hear those words.
The letter is T. The words are immorality and immortality. The T is in the middle of immortality, which to me represents Jesus on the cross. One of those two worlds will take you to heaven, one will take you to hell. One is life, one is death. Immortal, not immoral. I love you, Lord. It's that simple.
Just a word of encouragement. I believe the Lord would say that, you know and understand that you are not purchased with perishable things, such as gold or silver, but you were purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. Yeah. He who knew no sin became sin, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. It's a free gift from God. Through your faith, you receive it.
Thank you, Lord. We delight in your word, Father. It's what we desire, Father, just to hear from you. It's going to take a little moment longer. He may be even speaking to you quietly. His word is faithful. He never misses. He didn't get it wrong anywhere. You know, if there's an impediment somewhere in the chain of things, it's not through God. It's probably through us, because God never fails, and His promises are yes and amen. His promises are new every day. Let us just delight in Him. Is Lord, we just want to delight in you. We just want to praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to ask Jean now just to go back to the top of that song for us, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so I just want you to notice that in this song, they've only actually got the words on the screen now. And Joel Houston, a number of years back at a Hillsong conference, had a revelation that the worship was becoming all about them and about what they were doing, singing and their performance. And he actually asked that all the lights were turned down in the house, only the words were put up, and we got to just worship as they sang without the music. And it was the most amazing bit of worship, I think, that I've ever encountered at Hillsong Conference. And it's something that's happening throughout the church where the worship leaders and the worship teams are getting this revelation that it's not about them, but it's about what God has done for us and the gifts that he's given us. And so we just join into this song here this morning. Let's just... I can't even give words. Just honor the Lord of Lords.
Praise the